For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hello, hello, happy Friday, everybody. Friday, we've not done anything on a Friday. I don't know if we've ever done a show on a Friday. This may be a first.
Well, yeah, I mean, when does it air? Does it air? Because I know we're doing it with the VOC thing. Are we doing
it does, but we're going to just go live with this one, and then this will also be on the VOC Nation.
Tell everybody the news.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, welcome to the show. We're back. It's the Briscoe and Big A show. I'm Ace. It's Wes Briscoe right there hanging out with us. And yeah, it's been a few weeks, so we're glad to be back. Lots of stuff to talk about. First thing to talk about is, yeah, we've always been kind of part of VOC Nation. People might remember we were actually for a while live on Thursday nights on the actual website for them for a little while. And now they are the only place that you can find the actual audio downloads of the Briscoe and Big Ace podcast. So they've always been really cool, and we've always appreciated working with them. And now we're going to step it up and be an actual partner with them. And they've got a premium network, VOC Radio Nation premium network. So make sure you check it out and subscribe, and you're going to get some of all this cool content from all of the shows on the VOC Nation, as well as we're going to start doing some stuff with them, some more live exclusive stuff. There'll be some Q&A's with a bunch of the talents. You may it's really cool. We're glad you've got Bill Apter, Shelly Martinez, Ken Resnick.
Yeah, well, not just that, like, well, basically too is that with this new format that we're doing with the VOC Nation, you're gonna have a lot more interaction with me and Big Ace. You're gonna be able to There's going to be a lot more fan interaction with me and Big Ace. You're going to be able to, you know, message us a little bit easier. We're going to have, you know, special Q&As. We're going to do a bunch of different stuff. So we're really happy that, you know, we're going to step up our game with the VOC Nation, and, you know, they're going to be, you know, pumping us up, and there's a lot of cool stuff coming. So I'm really looking forward to it, because it's not just, you're not just going to get the Briscoe and Big A show. You're going to get Q&As. You're going to get special stuff that not a lot of people are going to have access to when you do their premium package and their package deal. So definitely check out the VOC Nation.
Yeah, definitely. We're glad to be a part of that, and it's going to be fun going forward. Malice, yeah. What's up, buddy?
What up, Mike?
Oh, excuse me. Malice, I will see you Saturday. I'm very, very excited.
Oh, man, I wish I was seeing you Saturday, buddy. I'll see you hopefully in July.
Yeah, July. Yeah, I'll see you a week from tomorrow, though, Malice. I am very excited. I actually did a podcast last night with Zach Takiz from Shotgun Radio, and we previewed this show that's going on for IPW next week that I'll be going to in Des Moines, Iowa, that our boy Malice is in a death match in.
Yeah, talk to me about this show that's coming up.
Yeah, man, IPW 20th anniversary. Show our good friend Troy Peterson out there running Impact Pro Wrestling in Iowa and one of the premier Midwest promotions around. So yeah, man, they're bringing everybody. Like so I got in IPW around the time we met. Like, that was how I got introduced to them, was Waterloo, the Hall of Fame. That's how I stumbled into IPW and Wes Briscoe and everything. So I haven't been there long enough to know, but like, they're bringing people from like the first show ever, like 20 years ago, are going to be there. Yeah. They're bringing like tons of just IPW talent from over the last 20 years.
I was champ and I was tag team champs with my boy. Mm-hmm. With my boy Malice, we were tag team champs. Why? This is crazy. They should have a reunion of us together.
That would be amazing.
We were the best tag team ever.
Hell yeah. So that's gonna be fun, man. I'm gonna go down there. We're gonna hang out and enjoy the show and get to see all our friends down there in the Iowa area and IPW. So
yeah. So he's in a death match. Who's his opponent?
Malice, who's your opponent again? I forgot already from last night. I don't have the card in front of me. Cooper, Dalton Cooper. Is that right?
Match? Oh my goodness. I mean, Malice is not scared to know death match, but oof, those things can get a little hectic.
The most brutal chair shot I've ever seen in live pro wrestling was on Malice, like at the last walk.
Dude, he is a tank. He's a warrior. That's why I have him as a tag partner. He was the best tag team partner ever. He's the toughest son of a bitch you could ever meet, man. I love that guy.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I also went to his show recently this last weekend in St. Paul, Minnesota, first wrestling show, which is a pretty big promotion up here.
How was that, and how was the crowd, and what was the atmosphere like?
So very limited tickets. It was in a synagogue, right? So it was in like a temple. So kind of an odd place, but it works. The room it was in was giant, but like,
and the price sounds awesome too, because those rooms are meant to like for echoes, right?
Yeah, it was cool, but like, again, very limited up here in Minnesota on capacities right now. So it wasn't like really rowdy, because everybody was spread out. So like, you know, me and my nephew had seats. So like, they literally had two seats with our names on them that were like by themselves, and it was like little just spots of chairs spread out for everybody that was there, and there was only like a limited amount of tickets. And it was great though. It was great just to see live wrestling. First Wrestling's a great promotion. If you're not familiar with them, they're out of Minneapolis and they just do an amazing job. They bring some really great talent in. They bring some big names in. Sometimes they actually just got another show on sale that we're going to on June 10th up there. Boom Boom Colt Cabana is coming to that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And a couple other people of noticeable names are going to be on that show. So yeah, they do a good job. I felt very safe though. Like, they followed everything to a T protocol for us in Minnesota, because we're not as wide open as you guys are down there in Florida or like in Iowa or anything right now. But like for us, what we could do, it was fun. And it was still fun because it was like an acoustic show, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was very intimate. Like, you could talk to the wrestlers because they're just right there.
Like a Japanese, watching like a Japanese match.
Yeah, because I mean, you weren't getting, I mean, there was still some chants and cheering, but it was just
the same in Japan. You start get a little bit mm-hmm. of that, but overall it's kind of quiet.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. I'm excited to go to this next one in June, so it's just good to be going to shows. You know, you were just at a show as well.
Yeah, I was just at a show. Yeah, it was really good. With the talent there was amazing, and the coolest thing for me being at SWE was getting to hang out with Boogeyman. Really got to hang out. I mean, I've hung out with him a couple times, but this was like the first time that I actually, like, we went out and got dinner together, and like, that's kind of a weird thing, going to dinner with Boogeyman, right?
Yeah. Did he eat worms?
Yeah, he definitely ate worms that night.
So wait, where does he bring them himself, or like, do the promotions go out and buy all these worms for him because he's coming?
He brings them himself. I don't know, like, where he gets them and the about. I should have asked. It's weird, like, when I hang out with people, I don't ask anything about wrestling. You know what I mean? So it's like, I figured that's the last thing I would ever ask, because probably gets asked that 100 million times. So it's like, I just don't ever, this didn't come up, but I don't know. That is a good question. I'm sure he's been asked it 100 times, but I don't know.
I always wonder that. When I see him at like local shows, I'm like, man, does he just go buy like hundreds of worms, or like, is it?
Does he bring them through TSA pre-check, or does he check them in a bag? I'm guessing it. And two, like, well, I guess it doesn't matter when you're going state to state, but I know you can't go international because those things can mess up, you know, the agriculture. So how is it going through the airport? Does some states not? I don't know. Like, does he ever get in trouble and be like, hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, Dread Tyler? Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Like, that would be the most awkward security check. Like, we need to look your bag, sir. And it's just, why do you have a thing of like 500 horns?
And then to ask him, why do you have it?
You think he just eats one right there just to be like, this is why?
Probably, because they're probably like, let me see.
Like, I've heard this, and it's true, but I guess maybe I'm not sure. But like, didn't he end up having like intense, or you know, like inner issues with his like digestive and all that because of eating so many worms?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I thought I heard that was the deal. I would
think so, because I don't think your body's meant to digest like that. So I think, and I don't think worms are necessarily the cleanest and healthiest. I mean, I guess in a dire situation, that's what you're supposed to do, but.
But like handfuls at a time.
I would go fishing before I would eat worms.
Oh God, I couldn't even. Every time
I would dig up the worms, figure out a hook, and then put that in the water, catch me a fish with that worm, and then eat that fish.
Right? Yeah, dude. Every time I'd see him on TV and he'd do the old gimmick of throwing the worms in someone's face. It's what's up, brother?
Yeah, happy Friday to you, buddy.
Yeah, brother. Every time I saw that, man, every time I'd just be like, man, I don't know if they could pay me enough for that, bro. Like, ugh, I don't want worms in my mouth. He
put it in his opponent's mouth too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He'd shove them in their mouths. What would you rather have done, that or like have the Jake the Snake spot where you get the snake on you? I feel like the snake wouldn't bother you.
Snake's not bad.
Yeah. See, like I would be like, I'd have to really think about it. I'd probably eat the worms. It's gross. It's very, very gross.
It's not cool.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, man. But again, a lot of indie wrestling going on all over the country now. It's good to see things are slowly coming back.
Yeah, and I heard Chicago's doing shows now. Where else did I hear was doing some shows? Yeah,
Beyond is.
Yeah, and then I just got off the phone with the company in South Carolina that's trying to get me down there in South Carolina, which I'd be happy to go back down to South Carolina. I haven't been out of South Carolina in a long time, and you know, it'd be good to wrestle back there. So they're trying to get me out there. I just gotta get on my social.
Yeah, get on it. Man, it's really cool to see things are slowly coming back, which gives me so much more hope for when we're in Waterloo in July. Because I've also heard that like with the arena down there got redone and stuff too, like it's going to be like way cooler this time around, because like everything's been redone. The arena got redone as well as the hotel.
It's going to feel weird. I feel like we're going to be like, we kind of like the old place better.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, yeah, but I don't know, man. It might be a situation where it's like, oh my God, this is so nice. I'm so used to like, you know, dirty rooms and smelly floors and no AC. Really
hot skyways.
Yeah, no AC.
You know how hot that thing was?
Yeah, dude, that thing, oh, so gross. So like, I don't know, man. I'm very excited. You know, someone involved told me that they feel very jealous of anybody who's going for the very first time this year, because it's going to probably be the best, and they're like, the bar may get set really high for the newbies this year if they've never gone to this before. We're like, all of us have been there forever, so we're all gonna, like you said, part of us are gonna be like, oh, I kind of miss the crappy bar with no AC and bad bartenders, but this is really nice.
They
too
bad, you know? Bartenders, it was
just not enough
round of people that
not enough was, yeah,
there's too many people and not enough.
They put one lovely lady back there.
Yeah, there was one lady back there, and she had,
and there's like, yeah, and there's like 70 people in the bar with no AC.
And they're all screaming.
Oh, and everybody wanted drinks. But, you know, that's that weekend, man. Yeah. You, speaking of heat, though, was at the state fair, the Florida State Fair. Am I correct? That's what this was, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Uno momento, my friend.
Okay. I hope he brings a giant corn dog back on screen. That would just make this whole next segment great.
A Redcon drink.
Oh, Redcon. Yes.
Very, 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 very delicious. Haven't really ate much today. Yeah, Florida State Fair was, me and Red went there, was absolutely amazing. Like, probably one of the best times I've had in a long time, because everybody was having a good time and there was like no negative vibes. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could just totally tell that with everybody being there, everybody got along. Like, everyone was like, oh, sorry. Like, if they bumped into you, like, you could just tell that it was like, there was really good vibes. Like,
yeah.
That was the coolest thing is like me and Steph was the same. It's like, it felt good to see all the good vibes. We saw a dog show. We video vlogged the whole thing. So
that's awesome.
Once I get some time to edit, I'm going to edit up that thing. But
hell yeah,
it was amazing.
So I want to ask you a couple questions about this. Cause like up here in Minnesota, our state fair is a very, very big deal. They call it the Great Minnesota Get Together. And literally every year they break records on attendances up there. So like, it's a big deal up here. So first of all, is this when it always happens in Florida? Is it this time of year?
It's normally during February, but they had to change it due to the COVID stuff.
So this was actually postponed and this is the makeup.
Yeah, and luckily they were able to actually do it because they didn't think they were going to be able to do it, but they were able to pull it off. And there wasn't that many people. A lot of the vendors were saying that I liked it because it wasn't that crowded, but a lot of people were expecting more than what actually showed up.
Really? Okay. Nice. And so how hot was it, though? Because you were telling me yesterday that like you guys were sweating it up out there.
Well, it's like right now, it's during the day, it probably got up to like 90, 92, and there wasn't any shade. So it was beaming down. And me and Steph would run in and we'd go into like AC buildings and sit in there and like get all cold and like get all ready. And then, you know, there were shady spots, you know, but like overall, when you're waiting in line for rides and like, you know, getting food and stuff like that, you're out in the sun the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So let's get into the rides. Like, would you go on? And then on top of that, like, what's your favorite ride, like, at the fairs? Like, even, like, back to when you were a kid and if you went to them. Because, like, dude, for me, it was the Tilt-A-Whirl. That thing was my jam forever.
Which one is that?
It's the one where you sit in the cart and it spins while the whole thing goes around, too, though.
Oh, we did one. So you don't really get dizzy because the thing is like moving in like with the direction of like, yeah, I did that. That was fun. But the Ferris wheel for me is always my favorite. Like,
is it getting the view?
Yeah, it's just the view and you get to see everything and, you know, it stops at the top and you just like look around and then you look how janky the thing is. You're like, oh my God, why am I on this thing? And it's like,
yeah,
and they had three of them, three different size ones.
Oh wow.
And, they had like one that was like really high and secure, and then they had one that was a little jankier, and then they had one that was really janky. And that one had like three bolts on it, and I was I was like, Red, this could be trouble. I was like looking for escape routes if like we had to like dip out of that thing.
That thing goes nuts. You might have to pretend to bump out there just so you don't.
I did a couple of little, they had a couple of little roller coasters.
Okay.
The fair roller coasters beat me up.
So yeah, dude. They're rocky.
Because they're not like Busch Gardens or what's another theme park? Disney World.
Disney, like, you got Universal out there.
Yeah, where you're actually like strapped into the thing. So like your body, like you're just going really fast. You don't get hurt. But the ones at the fair, you're like, What the damn? Slamming against the thing in and out. So yeah, those I could only do a couple. Red did way more rides than me because at the end I was like, I'm beat up, and I was like, I'm getting dizzy. And most of the ones left to do were like, oh, listen to this. We went on the most jankiest Halloween ride I have ever been on in my life.
Dude, they're usually pretty horrible.
This was like they didn't even try.
Yeah.
I mean, this was so bad. So first.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm like, ooh, scary ride. You want to go on? Steph's like, I don't know. It's kind of like I'm going to get scared. I'm like, oh, it'll be fun. And I'm like, I should have just walked past it. Because as soon as I got in, I couldn't fit in the
little
actual
cart.
Like, cart.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, this is a bad sign. I'm like, I sure hope this ride's not long. And we get in, and she's like, oh, we do one corner, and this thing jumps up and goes, ah, and then it goes around another corner, and then out. And we're like, really? Like, that just happened? It was literally 5 seconds. And it was like, take one corner, boom, boom, out. And I was like.
Like, that was the ride.
Yes, it was.
That's so crazy.
Why did I have to get in this thing and sit down? Like, I could have just walked through this thing.
That is so crazy.
Place.
And you know, you live in, you know, theme park, you know, Cat Mecca, basically. And down there, they got Universal where they do like Halloween Horror Nights where it's like legit, you know, scary houses. Like, so
that was like one of me and Red's first big dates.
It was Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah.
Hey, Tina. Really?
Yeah.
So I've never been to one, and I've always wanted to go to one. And I don't really generally like scary shit either, but I kind of want to go.
It is probably one of the best times I've ever had. I love it. And that was my first time going, and she got scared, but she's like, after a while, you don't get really scared because you're used to it. And then you're just like looking at all the cool stuff and the makeup and the designs and just like, just everything that they put into it is just phenomenal. Like the detail and just, it's incredible. And the guys running around with chainsaws and girls that are on stilts painted all crazy, blowing fire everywhere.
Hell
just
yeah.
Like, it's really, really cool, and everyone's dressed, and everyone's like, it's a really cool vibe. Like, it's really cool.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and, you know, I don't think they did it this last year, right? So, like, if they do it this year, it's going to be crazy, because making up for lost time.
It'll probably be like they did do Busch Gardens did one.
Okay.
But it'll probably just be limited. Like how everything is now, like Volcano Bay and everything, they do a limited amount of tickets where you can only buy so many. And once that's done, they don't oversell, which is a good thing.
So yeah.
It prevents overcrowding, which I kind of like in a way, because before they never really cared about overcrowding. And a lot of times it would be overcrowded.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh,
where you don't even want to be there.
Yeah, and like now it's like crowded, but it's not, it's bearable. Like you can actually like suffer through it. It's not like, oh my God, I'm sitting in line for 3 hours to ride a ride that's only 10 minutes long.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So let's get back to the fair, because my next question, first of all, did you play any games? I'm always intrigued by the carny games because I know they're fixed, but I always want to try to beat one.
No. It was kind of a turnoff because they kind of hustle you and yell at you.
Oh, yeah.
And we just walk right past. If they were like friendly and been like, hey, dude, you guys. But it was too much of them yelling. So me and Red instantly put up like a shield. We're just like, all right, you can't, like, we don't even want to hear you because you're just saying like slick comments. And you know how those people are. They're like,
oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Carny folk are a special kind of folk.
Yeah. No disrespect to them, but I think they should have like a section where they don't yell at people and like just be like, hey, you want to try your luck? And that's it. Don't like say, hey, big man, or hey, little, like, oh, I bet you're good at, you know, it's just like, come on. Like,
yeah.
And plus, yeah, you walk by the same person like 30 times and it's, they say the same thing and they stare at you like, come on now, it's about time you like spent your money here. And you're just like, nope. So we just put on blinders and just,
hell yeah. I always wonder when I see people walking around with those animals from those things, like, how much did you really spend though? Like, how much did that take to get that? Probably wasn't worth how much you spent to win it.
Yeah. The zoo was pretty cool. We got to feed, of course, the giraffe and zebras. And
they had a giraffe and zebras and shit?
Yeah. They had everything.
See, I'm up in the Midwest, so like we have animals, but it's like, you know, cows, horses, pigs.
They had all that too. They had alligators, crocodiles. Of course, you know, Florida, they had all that stuff. But they had llamas. They had camels
where you could ride camels. Yep, we get those.
Of course, they had the dog show, which was really cool. Trying to think of what other animals we saw. That's about it.
Did they have the motorcycle guys where they like ride in the cage thing around like the top?
They had that, and then they had the freestyle motocross guys too that were doing all the freestyle motocross stuff.
Nice.
They had that. They had the circus act. They had the trapeze act, which I thought was really cool. They had some comics. What other performers? They had a guy that was doing some fire stuff, but his stick was too long. So I didn't stick around.
Yeah.
Because I knew all he was going to do is this.
Right.
Fire, but it was taking him like 30 minutes to tell him his like backstory of like how he got into like fire eating. And I was like, me and Red look at each other and we're like, do you really want to sit here and watch him eat fire? Or should we just walk away? So we just moved on. So.
Right. Once upon a time when I was a little guy eating fire, it's like, I don't give a shit, bro. Just do it.
I don't need this backstory. of course, ate all the junk food.
Yeah, let's get into it, because fair food is, like, people don't mess around with fair food. That's, like, they hold their fair food near and dear. Up here, you know, with no fairs happening over the summer, in the warmer months up here in Minnesota during the pandemic, there'd be fair stands just at the mall in the parking lot, just so people can get their fix of, like, cheese curds, funnel cake, corn dogs, you know, mini donuts. But let's go. Let's go through what you guys ate, and then I want to hear what your favorite was, and I'm going to tell you a couple of my favorite all-time fair foods.
All right. I mean, this is what I remember. So we did corn dog, shish kebabs, cotton candy, pizza, barbecue sandwich. French fries. What else did we have? Funnel cake. Hamburger. I know we had some more stuff. What else?
Excuse me.
I think that's about it.
Nice. What was your favorite? I know you said you didn't get the turkey leg, but you said you usually do.
Yes, I normally do, but I was so full by the end. Like, by the time I was like, okay, it's turkey leg time, I was like, oh, I'm too full. I can't do it. To be honest with you, what sticks out in my mind is a corn dog.
Okay, so my number one fair food all time is corn dogs.
Yeah, especially from there. It's just
yeah.
something about the batter and it just being fresh. Because I hate hot dogs.
Yeah, 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 okay.
It's like, oh my God, like the corn dog. Like, as soon as I had it, I was like, this is heaven.
Yeah, dude. I'm a corn dog guy. The cheese curds, because you can't... Cheese curds are good everywhere, but they're never as good as they are when you get them at a fair stand. They're just not. Yeah. But they're greasy as shit, bro. Oh my God.
You don't have to suck it up with the napkin.
You got to you on those.
With the funnel cakes and elephant ears.
Yeah, dude.
Soak up all that stuff.
Yeah, and then funnel cakes, dude. That's one of my favorites right there, too, man. The funnel cakes. Dude, and then I don't know if there are a lot of those stands in Florida, but up here there's a lot, not a lot, but the few that were there, like I would always get one is a gyro. Mm-hmm. The gyros, you know, because there's like,
gyro,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cause there's a Greek place. Yeah. There's up here that
good, Greek places here in Orlando. So we get those pretty frequently. Yeah.
See back in the day when I was growing up, we didn't have any Greek restaurants. We had like one and you didn't really go to it a whole lot. So like when the fair came, it's like, oh, you know, I love fair food. Like, so, I'm going up to the Mall of America tomorrow in the Twin Cities because I'm going up to a soccer game tomorrow night as well. We're gonna go hang out there for a little bit and check some stuff out. And I had just read that they, so it's the Minnesota United versus Austin FC, Austin, Texas, I guess, they're MLS.
Big. Yeah, Austin's crazy.
Yeah, so it's gonna be fun, man. This brand new stadium—it's like 3 years old in the Twin Cities for the soccer team, and I've been trying to get tickets every year. It's always hard. I spent 2 hours and was somehow able to get a pair of tickets to a game a couple weeks ago when they went on sale because they're very limited too. Like you can't just buy them. You had to be like either a season ticket holder, this club holder, or on their newsletter to get the presale. And I'm like,
how did you score them?
I'm on the newsletter, so I got the pre-sale code or the code to buy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And, like I said, 2 hours of trying, and I was finally able to get a pair of tickets. Dude, tickets would pop up, and I would click buy, and as soon as I clicked buy and it was supposed to go to the next screen, it would just pop up saying these tickets are already gone. Because they're just doing so many limited tickets, and they're always, like, it's always, people love the soccer team up here. And they always sell their games out, and the stadium's like amazing. The weather's
probably getting really beautiful out there, so everyone's
dying to get outside. It was 60 all day today and sunny while I was out golfing. Tomorrow's supposed to be like sunny and 80.
Wow,
perfect. So it's going to be the perfect night for a soccer game. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm a soccer dude. Like, that was my athleticism growing up, bro. I played soccer my whole life. I coached it. Back in the day, and then I got fat and couldn't get run as fast. But back in the day, man, I was a good defender.
That's badass.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Man. Then I coached it for a while. I loved coaching it. I would love to actually get back into coaching soccer. I was doing youth soccer. Really cool. Yeah, man. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But yeah, that'll be good, though. It's cool to get it's cool to see events happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just good to see people like being at SWE. Like, they had a couple thousand people there. I mean, it was a big event. And they just put on a great show, and just seeing everyone so happy to be at a wrestling show and just everyone smiling and everyone just so happy just to be out. And I think everyone's just want to get outside and enjoy their events that, like, you're able to be outside and you can start social distance. You don't have to be around people like the fair. It's, you know, there's plenty of room outside. And the wrestling show, they did make it where, you know, if you didn't want to be, you could, there's plenty of room. I mean, this building that they were in was humongous. I mean,
I saw a picture, dude. It looked pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, they did a really good job. I mean, they had Mark Henry there. They had Teddy Long. They had
Holla.
Bogeyman. I mean, just the talent that they had there was crazy.
I actually almost rented the show on Fight like the day after. I was sitting at home and I was like, I should get this. But then
it's definitely worth, dude. They're definitely a company definitely worth checking out, man.
Well, Kevin neither.
Haas is there.
Yeah. The Haas, man.
Kevin Sullivan.
Nice.
I got to do some commentary, which was really fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
be honest with you, I don't think I have.
So how was it? Was it kind of intimidating? Or was it cool? Were you able to just flow?
Dude, it was easy. I had a blast. I loved it. I think I've done it. Yeah, I've done it one. I've done it maybe two times.
Okay.
But I had a blast. It was fun. I could always do commentary. It was good.
That's awesome.
I don't think I could do it for a whole show. Like,
right.
That's a lot of talking.
Yeah, dude. You got to have a lot. You got to be prepared.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, dude. I did that show last night with Shotgun Radio. And again, our friend Troy was on there from IPW. And he had mentioned that he might have me and Zach possibly do a little commentary next weekend at that 20th anniversary show. So I might pop up on some of their stuff. Maybe. We'll see.
But you did radio, so you're good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I have the general idea. You know,
yeah, I wasn't nervous. It was just like I couldn't imagine having to talk for, you know, the whole entire show.
And if I was
with like clever things to say about everybody,
yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of people. Like, I mean, I could do it, but after a while, I would be like, all right, I need someone else to pick me back up. Like,
you know,
I'm slipping.
Yeah. Well, if we do it though, and it's me and Zach, if we do any matches together, and it's just us. I'm gonna be like totally like, hey, just go babyface. I'll play your heel, man. Like I can. Oh,
you want to go heel?
I could do the heel better.
So like you wanna go heel, huh?
Because I can riff on that way easier than I can be in babyface. You know what I mean? It's way easier to riff when you're just fucking talking smack the whole time.
That's cool.
I want to do it for Matty Starr too because I love Matty Starr and I think he's a great heel in IPW.
Yeah, I want to hear this heel commentary. Hopefully, they put it on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. There's just some things that got thrown out, so we'll see what actually happens come next weekend. But it'll be fun. If not, I've always wanted to try it. You know, I used to try to get in and do ring announcing. I did ring announcing for boxing and MMA here, and
so much better.
Yeah, because you can actually be a personality. You're not just in the ring, being like,
and you have good personality. You have good swagger, so you fit perfectly into perfect. Commentary.
Yeah, I want to try that, and then the only two other things that I've always wanted to kind of try in the world of wrestling, there it is. What's it, Raycon? Hell yeah, check them out.
MREs, protein shakes.
Yummy. Yeah, need to get some.
They're a huge supplement company. They do protein shakes. They do pre-workout. They do BCAAs. They do vitamins, they do testosterone boosters, they do pretty much everything you could think of Redcon does, and they've been hooking up Red with some stuff, and
nice.
I think they're gonna start hooking up your boy with some stuff, so
hell yeah,
that would be good. And then once you start getting back at it, we'll start
I need it. Yeah. So like that was and I need to start getting back at it because I the next two things that I'd like to try to do, I'd like to be in a little better shape for. And I'd like to ref a match once, or maybe even just get into it. I'd like to try it. And I want to manage. I want to be Bobby Heenan.
Yeah. Well, I reffed a couple times and I hated it.
Did you?
It's just too much getting up and down.
Yeah. I suppose.
Up and down. If you were my ref, I would make you do it 100 times. like whenever there's guest referees, we always like play pranks on them. We're gonna be like, all right, we're gonna pin them a bunch of times just to see how many times the referee goes
down. Over and over.
Yeah. Come on, it's funny.
I'd be getting dizzy, dude. I'd get up being like, hey, hang on, wait a minute. You guys need to wait a second. Yeah, I've always wanted to try, and I've always wanted to be Bobby Heenan. So we'll see if that ever comes to fruition someday. Who knows? We'll find out. But yeah, man, speaking of the world of wrestling, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the world of wrestling since we've last talked.
Yeah.
Man. So there's been people who have been let go from WWE. There's been
a lot of people let go, right? There was a whole...
You know what's crazy is literally a few weeks before that happened, and I know we've been gone for a few weeks. That's why we're talking about it now. You had asked on the show. You were like, "Where's been Bo lately?"
I know, and so sad. He got released. Like, I almost felt bad. Like, was that karma? Like, saying that? I was like, no. Like, what? Like, did we, like, tell someone and someone listened in and were like, oh, we still have Bo? You know, like, I felt so bad. I was like, I hope. But, of course, it wasn't us. I mean,
right.
We only have our small, hardcore group of listeners, so.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I want to know what you thought. One of them that I want to know what you think about, and that's because I feel like he may have been an impact when you were there still, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, so his story was concussions, right?
I think it was, and he was saying that he was going to come back, but they were going to do it right, and when the time's right, they're not rushing it. So I guess I can get that, but like he was killing the commentary. I loved him on commentary on Raw. I don't know. It's just really, and he's a good guy to have backstage for the younger kids.
Yeah. And what, like, maybe he did. My thought is that they probably offered him something like that and he didn't want it. He still wanted ring time and he probably was like, I'm probably going to go to AEW and I'm probably gonna, I want to be champ. You know what I mean? Like, I think he was like, I still have some stuff left in the tank and probably is not ready to take on that role right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only guess.
Yeah. Cause that was a big surprise, man. I love me some Samoa Joe. Didn't make sense. I don't know. It didn't make sense. Some of the other people, some of them made sense. Like Tucker was let go and it's like they weren't doing anything with him. There are a few other people. I think the other ones that a lot of people were kind of like Mojo Rawley. Yep. The Iconics, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. I know fans were very upset over that one. I was too. My thing is they may have not been the best in ring, but I think they were good enough, but I think they were entertaining enough to keep their job, especially Billy Kay, because you have to have some sort of comic relief in a 2 to 3 hour show, I think. And she did a perfect job of that on SmackDown.
Yeah, some of the pranks that they used to do on NXT and stuff was funny.
Yeah, dude. So what Billy Kay did is she was Carmella's tag partner at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And her whole thing is she was giving her resume backstage to all these people trying to be like, I should be your partner, I should be your manager, blah, 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 blah. So when she was Carmella's partner for Mania, she didn't mock, but she mimicked Carmella's entire entrance, like the whole way to the ring. So like Carmella would be like doing her hair and you'd see Billy kind of see her and then be like, and do it. And it was the funniest goddamn. I laughed so hard watching her.
Mouth is like the small little thing.
Yeah. You know, like there is a part where Carmella gets on like her hands and knees on the side apron to get into the ring.
Yeah.
And like Billy was sitting in the way and she kind of had to stop and like looked at her. And then Billy had to like scoot back so they can both get on their hands. Like it was so just hilariously like snuck in. Like I was freaking out. I was laughing so hard because I was like, this is brilliant. Because the whole thing is she was just desperate to have someone take her, and now she's just going to be everything they are. Like, it's hilarious. And then the next week she gets fired. And the rumor with her was that Mark Carano didn't get it. He didn't understand why people thought she was funny. He didn't get her shtick. And the thing with that is it's like, man.
Well, he got fired too.
So that's just it. That was what he said. And then, like, you hear the Mickey James thing with a So I guess this is a thing that was happening. Dude, there's a lot of stuff coming out on that guy now. So
fill me in.
So, you know, he said Mickey James gets all, because I guess all the girls backstage like have personal items and you know stuff in their own drawers backstage, because the guys just have their suitcase whatever, but the girls keep stuff like in drawers.
Steph does the same thing. They have their own like little like locker where they mm-hmm. can like store some of their like beauty stuff so they don't have to carry a lot of their stuff. Yeah.
So like they emptied hers into a trash bag and they just put it in a FedEx box and mailed it to her.
What?
And she opened it up and it just had her name and it was a trash bag and like duct tape on it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So she tweeted it and tagged Vince McMahon, and like a day later Triple H and Stephanie were like, oh my god, we are so sorry. And
that's not how you do business.
Yeah, and they said, they're like, we've removed the person responsible. Well, it was Mark Carano.
Wow.
And then it turned out like Gail Kim was coming out saying, like, yeah, when they let me go, that happened. I think Maria said the same thing. When they let her go, that happened.
So this has happened to multiple girls?
Yeah. And then, like, Mark Carano's, like, ex-wife came out and said he was, like, stealing title belts from them and, like, keeping them at his house to, like, display. And then someone else, God, who was it?
What? Are you kidding me?
Someone hinted at there may be some sexual allegations eventually coming out on that guy, too.
Oh.
But then who was it? Who came out and said that he kept them in constant fear of losing their job while they were there? Oh, who was it? He was with Titus O'Neil, I believe, right? In the Primetime Players?
Darren Young.
Yeah, I believe. I would have to double check.
Darren Young is awesome.
Yeah, I believe he's the one that came out and said that, like, when he was there, Carano was, like, constantly, like, making it aware, like, hey, you can lose your job at any day.
Wow,
like,
that's one of my good friends.
If anybody's watching and they know, let us know if we're right, but I want to say it was him. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was him. Well, but, yeah.
Primetime Players.
Yeah. So, man, it was just crazy. Dude, the world of wrestling's crazy because, like, all that happened. There's a bunch of stuff going on online about the ROH dojo and how bad the training was over there with, like, Joey Mercury and some stuff and some shit that was going on there. And actually, it's Danny Cage is kind of the person who's bringing it all to light right now out of the Monster Factory. He's
Well, isn't Danny Cage also with WWE, though, too?
He does work with WWE at times. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. So there's some, not
good. Yeah, he put it all out there on Twitter, man. And it's Ian.
We won't say anything because we don't want to throw anybody on the bus without knowing the full facts. So if you guys want to check out his Twitter, you can. But we don't want to state anything that.
It's a bunch of crazy stuff. And then Ian, whatever, Rick and Body or whatever from there also kind of got on there and was like, yeah, that's pretty right. So, and it wasn't the ROH, it was like the school, the dojo, because they had brought him in.
Some of the people running the school.
Mm-hmm.
But crazy. What do you think about the RK-Bro?
I don't mind it. I like
so polar opposites, huh?
They really are, but I feel like they aren't though. I feel like Orton when no one's around's like, what's up, bro? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think so too.
But I like it though. It's fun because the thing is, Riddle was just so they are just so dancing around the fact that he's a pothead without just saying he's a pothead that it's almost painful because it's just when they do these things where he's like.
So scared of saying that when the world in this day and age, half of it's legal in most states, some countries it's fully legal. Like,
I think it's just because they still test for it. Yeah, I think it's because it's a PG product, they still test for it, so they don't want their guys on drugs. Where you see now there's professional sports that are embracing it and being like, yeah, you guys can use this as an alternative for CTE and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, CBD is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So,
like, but I think you can still fail a test even if you use CBD.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Yeah, possibly.
I'm not positive.
So. Possibly. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't just, but I do like, it's made me more interested in Riddle now seeing, because don't get me wrong, Riddle's like awesome. He's a great athlete. You know, I do enjoy what he can do in the ring. And what I like too is he can, like, you know, he can roll around the ring.
Yeah, he's so talented. And he's one of my favorite guys to watch because he's always coming up with new creative stuff. He doesn't really get stale. I just, for me, it gets a little over the top, the broness of the
whole thing.
Is sometimes for me, it takes away a little bit from how good he is in the ring and stuff like that. For me, you know, I'm like, oh, I wish he wouldn't do it as much, but you know, WWE is huge. So
right.
What does it say?
what's the wellness policy about marijuana when you can get a medical card in the industry? Yeah, I don't. I mean, I just know WWE still tests for it. I don't know what the other companies are doing. I feel like some of them are more laxed about it. I think I want to say I've heard JR talk about it for AEW, and he's just kind of like, yeah, you know, well, it's cool.
As long as you have a medical card, I don't see anything.
Yeah, you should be fine.
Same with WWE. I think if you have a medical card, I don't see why that would have any issue, because it's medical. It's not like, you know, and you would think they much rather have their wrestlers on something that's, you know, from the doctor than some painkillers, you know, but.
Yeah, I think you're right. And maybe it is now, because I haven't heard anybody really get suspended for drug stuff lately. So maybe you're right. And maybe they're kind of just laxed on it too.
In this day, you really haven't heard in much of any more drug suspensions and stuff. Like, you remember back in the day?
Oh, it was all the time.
Right. It was constantly guys getting suspended for this, for that. You remember how at one time it was pretty bad? People were, and they were publicly saying, and a lot of people were getting suspended.
I mean, yeah, it was nuts, dude. It was like every like other month you'd hear like a round of like 2 to 5 guys. It's like, oh, they failed their test. They're going to be out for 30 days. It is crazy, man. But yeah, I don't know. I guess plus let's just be honest here. I mean, Riddle's a pothead. Like, you can't, like, come on. Let's just be honest here. Let's call it a call it.
He hides it. I mean,
dude's got a mushroom tattoo on his freaking rib.
I don't think. And the reason why he, can fight in the UFC is because did he have one fight in it?
He had a few, I think, in UFC. Well, he was good in UFC. He left on his own because
he was a champ and he got the title taken away from him.
Yeah, something about it. He left on like bad terms. Like, he was kind of like,
he failed for weed.
Oh, did he? I knew he left, but
yeah, it was because he failed for weed. He popped for weed and they took the title from him, and he made some huge thing and dissed Dana White and got on some high rant and said some stuff that he probably shouldn't have said.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's gotten himself into some trouble too, because I mean, he was one of the people that had quite a few, well, not quite a few, but like at least one girl had quite a few different stories about him when all that speaking out stuff came out. So but yeah, I like RK Bro though, man. Anything with Orton kind of getting out of the comfort zone of what we know as the Legend Killer, I'm always down for.
Yeah, me too. I just think it's something fresh and new. And I think as long as we can have, because, dude, Orton's probably one of the best there is in the ring. And if you can make him have fun and get some good stuff out of him, you know, like, I love watching his matches. His matches are some of my favorite matches in the world. Like, I like Orton.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's got probably top talent in WWE at the moment, I'd say. Dude,
I mean, just poise and just timing, and I mean, if you want to have a great match, you get in the ring with that guy and it's gonna be fireworks, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and then man, what else has been going on? We got Blood and Guts coming up this weekend, AEW, so that's the Inner Circle and Pinnacle in the War Games match. They can't call it War Games because WWE gets that.
Yeah, don't they own the rights to that?
Yeah, and they do it on NXT, which NXT, by the way, has been really good lately, guys. If you're not watching it, watch it. They moved the Tuesday nights. Definitely worth watching. To be honest, all-around product as far as the in-ring talent, the storytelling, the characters and everything. I think NXT is the best wrestling show right now. I really do. I'm really into what they're doing right now. They need to get rid of a few people that are over there hanging out in that locker room. But yeah, they're doing really good, man. I enjoy it. But this Blood and Guts match will be cool to see, because NXT War Game matches are great. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see any of them, Wes, but like, they're really good. They do a great job with the War Game match.
I heard one of them wasn't that good, but
this last year was not the best year.
Good. So
yeah, this last year's wasn't the best. I think the women's were better this last year, but overall it just wasn't as good as the few years before. But overall, still great. But man, you got Jericho in this thing with your boy Hager, Sammy Guevara, you know, Santana and Ortiz, and then you got the Pinnacle, which is MJF, Sean Spears, FTR, Dax, and is it Hardwood or I can't remember his name.
Are they doing it where the rings are right next to each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so two rings, one cage.
See, I did it where there was no cage, but two rings right next to each other.
When'd you do that?
Down in Miami a long time ago, and it was one of the most sketchiest matches I've ever had in my life.
What goes into the planning of that kind of match? Because, I mean, again, you got a lot of different working parts. Oh, wow.
It was chaos. And people were trying to throw, like, some people got some planning, did some spots where you saw, like, guys try to throw each other across and didn't make it. And, like, it was bad. I remember just laying in the corner and just watching people just miserably get hurt.
Oh, shit. So did they do it how they do War Games too, where like two guys start, countdown goes, one guy from another team answers, countdown?
Dude, I don't even remember because they did it as a tag team
war. Oh, wow. Okay. Crazy.
So it didn't even make sense in that aspect. So it was, I don't even remember. It was so much of a chaos that I just remember that I was like ready to just get out of that match.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see this match, though, man. I think it's going to be a lot of hard hits. They're talking a lot of blood. We'll see what happens. I'm still indifferent on how I feel with AEW's, how they do this, because they do like their four pay-per-views a year, and then every couple months they just do one of these big dynamites. And I'm still indifferent on how I feel, because I almost feel like maybe just add like two more pay-per-views to your year. And do them like every 3 months or something. You can not have to do these. I don't know. They just have so much stuff going on because they are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Crazy.
It's a lot. It's hard to keep up with all of it. I can't even anymore. You know, now that indie shows are going too, I'm starting to watch that stuff more.
It's good. There's so much wrestling going on. It's good.
It's insane, man. Well, what do you got going on the rest of the week and weekend? Anything people should be looking out for? Chilling.
When I pick up Red from the airport, she'll have a puppy, Cabecito. So look out for him. He'll be blowing it up.
A new little Briscoe in the fam.
He'll be, it's Cabecito _. There's no profile yet, but I already got that name locked down, so you guys can't go steal it. But yeah, it's going to be cool having a little 6-week-old puppy.
When's the last time you had a dog? Like you living with you?
A long time, man.
Oh, man. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good. You're going to be like, I missed this so much.
I know. Next podcast, we'll have Garrett Bischoff and Capacito the puppy.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be a sick show. So, yeah, we're going to aim for that. Watch for it next week. Watch for more details from us on our social media. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Briscoe, and Big A Show. YouTube, subscribe. All of our exclusive content will still be on our Briscoe and Big A Show YouTube. So our vlogs, any special events that we do, everything like that's still going to be on there. You will eventually see these show episodes eventually move to the VOC YouTube. You'll find the episodes there, but again, everything else will still be on that Briscoe Big A Show. So subscribe to it, like it, share it, all that wonderful stuff. Check out everything we got going on there. And again, watch for our next episode. It's gonna be Gary Bischoff, me, Wes, and what's the dog? Cabecito. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it right? Cabecito. I knew it was Cita. I couldn't remember what it was before. So Cabecito. That's gonna be awesome, man. I can't wait. So yeah, we will bring that to you next week sometime, guys. So make sure you watch for that. As always, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. I know I'm going to have some fun this weekend. I deserve it after the week I've had. Everybody, enjoy yourselves. Be good. Love everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.
Phil Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, talking here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month. and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Ram, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
Well, what's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think... I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion. You know?
Hear exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiants?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a loss.
Did Wayne have anything to do with
this? Well, yes, but the whole thing is this, that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.